Good morning, Cynthia, Stephen. Pleasure to meet both of you.
Good
Very
morning.
nice to meet you too, Greg.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, so I can't stand myself for 20 minutes, more or less 7 years. Can both of you just talk about how that connection evolved over the years and the challenge, and maybe just a challenge, just taking on that journey together in this very in this project.
Well, I think the honest answer is that we didn't know that it was going to take this long. So, when you first start a project like this, I don't think that you, I mean, I definitely didn't say, Stephen, this is going to take us almost 8 years. How do you feel about that? I like to say that, you end each encounter with, I'll talk to you again. And then it just keeps, the years keep adding up.
Yeah. Stephen, for you're, in my opinion, your dedication to your family and Jennifer, bar none, just so inspiring and impressive. How were you able to just over the years not say, okay, well, this is the past, I'm going to move on, and just keep on your dogged determination, even when the fates were not in yours or Jennifer's, were pretty much in your way, so.
Well, I think, in the early days when, when the police and everyone believed that it was my parents, for me to do nothing, I felt like, well, I might as well have been there. And that's not me. I can't do that. So I just kept going. In an effort, to bring justice for Jennifer. How? I don't know. I just kept going, I guess.
And Cynthia, with all the footage you've amassed over the 7+ years, what was the editing process like as far as this project? It must have taken months on end to get it down to four.
We started to edit this project pretty early on, and again, not really thinking that we were going to be filming this for 7.5 years. It was intended to be a feature film to begin with. And so as we were gathering the content, we brought on our editor, Tom Vickers, pretty soon. And so to help craft the story, and we were, hoping that, and we think that we did accomplish this, where, the story unfolds in real time, and wanting to see that process, that we were going on, and that the audience was able to also experience what we experienced as we were filming it. And so that was important for us as we were going, was that they went on the same journey that we went on.
Stephen, just your reaction when you saw all of this completed and your thoughts on the documentary, just big pictures wise.
I'm humbled and honored that Cynthia and her team and HBO made the investment of time and resources to do this. I don't know that I've really totally digested all of it when I see it, but I'm proud of everyone's effort. And grateful for their commitment.
I mean, this is a very tough question to answer, but I'm sure a lot of people after watching Burden of Proof will want to know just a little bit more about your personal life, just how your relationship with your family is in general, and just and also the idea about your, we know how patient you are and how much you persevered. How do you feel now along with your family and the fact that it's still an ongoing investigation?
Okay, what was the first part of that one again?
Just your relationship with your family
Oh, relationship
right now.
with my parents. So with my mom, we're mending it. It's on the mend. So we're doing fine. She's has a relationship with her granddaughters now, and for the first time in a long time, and that's going well. My father, it's a bit more complicated. I wish him the best. I truly do. But that one's a bit more complicated.
Yeah, on that complicated note, just and then the second part of that, Stephen, you're and Cynthia as well on this, the fact that it's still an ongoing investigation on your end, Stephen, your thoughts, and then Cynthia, do you still feel like there's still stuff to explore? I guess, so.
Yeah, for sure. There's it's still a mystery. And we hope that when this series is released, that someone who does know what or had more information would come forward. You know, it's obvious to me that this girl did not disappear on her own. You know, Jennifer did not walk out and just vanish in thin air. So somebody knows what happened.
Yeah, that's any final thoughts, Steve? I was really just immersed in this, and obviously I'm just an outsider watching. How immersed are you still? I mean, is it because I'm just amazed at how you're able to balance your own life with this life as well. I mean, what was the key to that? Because I just don't understand.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's sometimes it's hard because you can get distracted by thinking about it. But I just try to compartmentalize, I guess, as best I can. And when I'm at work, I focus on work, and that's helpful. Not always easy. And I'm not always successful at it, but that's what I try to do. I don't know the best way to answer that. I just do.
Yeah,
it.
Cool.
Yeah,
definitely. Final question, Cynthia, what's, I guess when I was younger, I remembered in film school and documentary filmmaking, one of the professors, he was saying that one of the things for him is to stay distanced from the subject and actually, like, you're a journalist and having a detached POV. And even as a kid, I was like, how does one do that? Or is that successful? Is it okay to be personal with the subject? Or, what is your key to that as far as you're reporting the story? Yeah. You build a bond. Is it destructive? I mean, not destructive. Is it a hindrance to be personal, or does it enhance actually the overall journalistic approach? I guess maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a rule book that I follow. It's for the amount of time that we're with the people that we're filming. Over the course of 7.5 years, you develop relationship with them. It's just impossible not to. And I think you wouldn't be human if you didn't. You start to experience that emotional roller coaster ride with them. And because you're on that, we were on that same roller coaster that Stephen was on. And so I think that you try to still remain, I wouldn't call it distance, but you have to be able to see things from multiple sides, and you have to present whatever you feel like is as authentic as you can. But it is a point of view. We are presenting the side of the story that we're seeing, and so it is complicated and nuanced, and but you definitely, for us, we have developed relationships with everybody in the film. I think it's impossible not to.
Yeah. And as I'm leaving, Stephen, just final thoughts on the fact that you're having Jennifer's life and story amplified within the next several days. That must mean something to you, I guess, the obvious question on that.
Going back to Jennifer deserves her truth be told. And that's all I'm trying to do, is tell Jennifer's truth, and hopefully justice is delivered someday somehow. I don't get to define it. I don't get to deliver it. I just get to do my best to see that it's done.
Stephen and Cynthia, thank you so much for your time. All the best to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it.
Thank you.